what they call it, china or something like that, right?
Sure. Have you ever seen an egg that was made out of something like that, china or some other kind of stuff that a farmer might use to try to fool his hen into laying?
Yeah, a nest egg, they call them. Used to buy them, all of them. And I used to get them wooden painted. Roebuck used to sell them. My wife, first wife, ordered her a dozen of them one time. And they just finally went away. Well, paint would get off of them, and they'd call them nest eggs, I reckon, is all I know.
But you hadn't seen one made out of china?
Yeah, I think I've seen a few of them. White. Made out of something. Plastic, china, something of it.
Still china egg?
Yeah.
Say if you were going out to milk your cow, what would you take with you to catch some milk in?
Well, take a milk bucket. That's what we call it.
Right. Ever heard people call a bucket anything else?
Pail.
As far as you're concerned, is that the same thing?
Yeah. What they called a regular milk bucket was small at the bottom and it flared out at the top. Hold about a gallon and a half. That is what people used to really around here call a milk bucket, a milk pail.
I see.
Whatever they wanted to call it.
Yeah. Did your wife ever have any kind of bucket around the kitchen that she'd throw scraps in for the hogs?
Yes, lock bucket. Yeah, take an old, any kind of an old bucket, a can or something that didn't leak. Throw that in.
Did she have some kind of container she'd keep around the house to cut flowers in?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know what they call all them things, but.
A vase?
Yeah, some vases in there now with flowers in them.
What about utensils that you would use just to eat a regular meal with? You'd use a
knife, fork, spoon. I tell them when they give me a spoon that I'm not a baby.
Don't use a spoon for anything, huh?
No. Not much. Yeah, I used a spoon this morning to eat my cereal.
Right. Yeah. But say if you're having meat or something like that, you know, steak, a lot of people have a set of steak.
Yeah, they have steak knives and things like that. People do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about, you know, after you get through with a meal and you gotta wash the dirty dishes, do you ever use any kind of cloth or rag?
You have your dish rag and then you dry and towel, your dish towel to dry them with. Mm-hmm. Take them to the sink and wash them, you know.
When you're taking a bath, do you ever use something to baby face with?
Well, yes, a little soap.
What about a cloth or a rag? Do you ever
use wash rag.
And the big one you dry off with?
Towel.
What about in your kitchen, right over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
Faucet. Yep.
Do you call it the same thing if it's out in your yard, you know? What?
Well, I think out in the yard they mostly call them spigots.
And we were talking about cold weather a while ago. Have you ever had any trouble with your plumbing, your pipes?
Yeah, they'll freeze sometimes. Pipes freeze. I usually let my water drain all night just slowly when it's real cold. That hits it, you know, move water to move and won't hardly freeze.
Yes, sir. Have you ever had them to actually freeze, you know, and then...
Oh. Bush, yeah, they're freezing, but and.